start.
Warning.
Sorry?
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face.
Mm-hmm.
He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the memes. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody. I actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy to digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today we're going to be helping y'all people. All you mans out there, with the help of my lovely guest, as through this introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the most censored woman of TikTok, your Canadian princess, the goddess of the Roma army, the real deal defender of true gender equality. Now coming on, Chloe La Diosa Sunderland. La Diosa, the goddess, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you? I always love my intros, those are my favorite.
La Diosa, I threw in some Spanish to make it a little more international flavor.
Mm-hmm.
As you heard in the beginning, before we started, you heard me singing in Spanish, probably annoyed the hell out of you. I'm sorry.
No, it was serenading. I was quite calmed.
No, you weren't. you don't have to lie to me.
How's it been? How's your week been?
Goodness, just stressful, man. I'm just looking for another job. All right. Washing the dishes.
Sorry.
All right.
Oh, sorry. I was just getting some water. Sorry.
So, yeah. No. So, we're going to be helping some people. We're just going to be taking calls. And, we're just going to see whoever has questions, has any problems. We're going to help them out.
I'm excited.
Yeah, so if you guys want to call in, the number is 347-927-6824. Again, that number again is 347-927-6824. So, oh.
Oh, look at that. What should be
Spencer? Hi, who's this?
Louie, it's me, Spencer. I got drunk off of rum and I fucked an old fat bitch for shits and giggles.
Spencer, where the fuck did you get this idea? I know I didn't fucking endorse this shit. I'm not co-signing this. You're 12 years old. Why the fuck you call me telling me this shit?
Anyways, Louie, I gotta go. I got some coke I need to snort off a hooker's ass. I love you, Chloe.
All right. He's already starting with the bullshit.
Why does this always happen to me?
Like he already started with the bullshit already. He's all right. I'm
fucking Spencer.
Fucking Spencer. I mean, love you, Spencer, but Jesus, like, why? And I'm pretty sure he's gonna call two more times. So. All right. Well, I mean, well,
it's been quite the week.
Yeah. How was your week? I mean, I've been following you. You've gotten so famous that people are making fake accounts about you.
Yeah, freaking. Hey, this morning I found out there's a gentleman that made a fake Instagram account and made this OnlyFans account. Oh. For those who don't know what OnlyFans is, it's for like news.
Mm-hmm.
And however, I have people look into it, and it's not actually legitimate. It just scams people. So it just takes their money. It's like a beta. So it looks like, you know, there's like blah, blah. I don't even have 60 videos of myself. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And it just
takes me. There's no photos or anything, so I'm working on getting that shut down because, you know, that's the last thing I need is people being like, oh, you're ripping people off, and it's not me.
Man, I wish I was hot enough for people to want to see me nude.
Fuck, man. I have my phone hacked, I've been stalked. It's been crazy. It's been absolutely crazy this last week.
Damn.
But like physically stalked, not just internet stalked. Like physically stalked. So.
Goodness.
Things are getting a little weird. Yeah.
Like
Rosanna. Sorry.
Wow. My
daughter. Flushing the toilet. She didn't actually pee. She was cleaning it.
Oh.
Yeah. Sometimes
you just gotta flush the toilet. I understand. You know, you gotta clean that toilet, make sure it's nice and clean. You know, you gotta get it ready for Christian butt cheeks. You know what I mean? I understand. Mm-hmm. That's the new hotness on the street. Make sure you have a clean toilet bowl.
I finally got a merch endorsement, so I'm gonna have merch coming out here really soon.
Nice.
I finally picked a name for my movement, which I'm super, super excited.
Mm. What's it called?
Yeah, so, well. It was previously undisclosed, but yeah, hold on, Hosanna. But since I love you so much and you're my buddy, I will. I decided I'm gonna actually announce it on your show.
Ooh.
So I can't. People really wanted All for One. They really liked Musketeers. however, you can't trademark that because that's a like really popular thing. Like you can't trademark it.
Yeah.
Anyways, however, what you can trademark. Is stand up for all of us. And so that's what it's going to be. And so when I launch that, when I create its actual page and launch it as an actual movement, I'm going to attach a fundraiser to it. And I'm going to try to fundraise for like media campaigns. So when I release my merch, I still have to figure it out with my team. I just signed on today, just read the contract today.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. So I need to figure, well, because it's been taking a long time. People have been bugging me for months, but the reason why it's been taking so long is because I've been, I want the right material. I don't want, you know, that heavy, heavy shirt with just like, you know, a logo pressed on it. And like, I don't want that. I want like the light material, and I don't want to put something on someone else that I wouldn't want to wear every day.
Right.
So I've been looking like tirelessly. And, you know, these guys found me and they reached out to me. And so they're going to handle my, you know, the warehouse and all that stuff for me. And I'm going to try to set it up so that I'm going to try to make it as good quality as possible, as inexpensive as possible. I'm probably going to release, you know, two different people have asked me to release two different like lines, one that's, you know, cheaper and one that is, you know, the nicer material that obviously has to be more expensive. But I'm going to try to shape it in a way that I can make it the nicest material I can for the cheapest that I can and try to do it in a way that I can put some of those proceeds into the fundraiser towards media campaign. So if people want to, you know, buy merch, that's where it goes towards. So I'm super, super, super excited. And I think I'm going to start working on the page tonight. But
nice.
Yeah.
Wow. So. Big things happening real fast.
Yeah, you know, people have been kind of getting at me, and, you know, I understand that there's a lot of different people, as we've spoken before, that have tried to do this, mm-hmm. and, you know, it hasn't worked. However, I feel like, you know, lots of people are nervous, and they're nervous that I'm just suddenly going to stop, I'm just going to disappear, that this isn't going to keep going, but it's not, Hosanna, come here, it's stuck. But it's not, you know, it's not like that, because one, I make sure that my message is about equality. So the people that are mad about it are the people that are just kind of radical in themselves, you know, the level-headed mm-hmm. women that understand, like, hey, this isn't saying women don't have issues. It's saying that women have issues and men have issues, but we need to start acknowledging everybody's issues. And so, and working through that together. And I think people are really starting to realize that and coming to realize that. And so that's really cool. And I think that's what kind of separates me from everybody else, because nobody can read that message wrong. You can't have, you know, women that are saying that I'm anti-feminist, because it's feminism. You know, as we've spoken about before, feminism is about breaking down that patriarchal systems of hierarchy in society that not only oppress women, but men as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, Hosanna, I'm on the phone. Sorry, my little two-year-old's running around with her umbrella. She's excited.
Sometimes you just gotta run around with an umbrella. You know, I understand. It's the new hotness on the streets.
Yep. Anyway, so, yeah, so that's been... Anyway. out of here. So that's... Yeah, I know it's raining in the house. You gotta be quiet, okay? Sorry. She talks a lot. She's two. She talks a lot. Mm-hmm. It's adorable, but... but anyway, so it's hard to kind of misconstrue that message, and you know, people kind of want things to happen like right away, mm-hmm. but it doesn't work like that, you know. And that's why all those other people have failed too, is because they tried to rush into things, and then they ran into, you know, legal issues and this and this, and they've been forced to stop. And so I'm trying to like take all those steps first to make sure that I don't, you know, screw myself over later.
Right.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's happening. Things are happening. I'm really excited.
Is she beating the crap out of something right now?
No, she's marching with her umbrella.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, sometimes you got to march with your umbrella. You know, that's...
Yeah, you know, you can't really, she's not screaming, and she's such a good kid. So I just gotta be, yeah. She's really intelligent. She's got a really, really big brain, so she needs lots of stimulation, and so she gets a little bored and restless sometimes.
I hear that.
Yeah, I will. Sorry about that.
But yeah, that's right.
I don't get kid-free very often. Not very often. So I gotta, everything I do is worked around my kid.
Yeah, we got James Odin. He's in the chat room. He says, Canadian queen of equality.
What's up? What's up, Jaden? James Odom. Let's put it together. What's up, James Odin?
Odom, yes. Odom.
Yes. Yeah.
Like the basketball
player. You know, I had to, on TikTok, I had to give some people shit because there is a couple of men that were like running around, you know, cussing out women, saying that I told them to.
Oy.
Like saying basically it's on my behalf. And I was like, no.
Don't do that.
I know it appears like I have a penis, and I probably should have a penis, but I do not have a penis. I'm still a woman. Like,
I appreciate you don't have a penis.
Yeah, definitely not. Yeah, no dick.
I appreciate the no dick.
Yeah, so the merch line that's coming out, I'm super, super excited for. I've come up with some slogans already that people are like getting mm-hmm. super hyped about. People's favorite so far is men are more than a penis in a bank account.
Like mm-hmm. people's
favorite. Let me just pull up my list of what I'd come up with. Yeah, people were digging it, which made me happy because, you know, people always say to me, they're like, oh, Chloe, you know, you don't have to ask everybody and this, this, and this. And it's like, well, it's not just about me. Like, it's about everybody else. So I don't really get that. But
yeah.
But this is what we've picked so far for mm-hmm. designs for merch. So people's, like, second favorite was no manners, no dick. So people really want, like, the... you know, the no dick lessons on shirts. So I'll figure that out as it comes. I'm just going to ease into it, but, no manners, no dick. People's favorites. These are all people's favorites. So this is ones that people have put together.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm more than just a man, which is a really popular one. Mm-hmm. No manners, no dick.
Mm-hmm.
I stand for women's rights. Steve, stand for mine. That was a really, really popular one.
That's
really
powerful. That one. That's a powerful one.
I know. Thank you. I was nervous about that one. I didn't know if people would like that one.
Yes.
There's the obvious no dick. People requested to have I stand with Roma Army. I'm a very humble person, so I like to push everything off of me.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of reflect it away, but that was the popular one. Equal rights means accepting equal responsibility. That's one that women wanted.
Yep.
More than a penis than a bank account. A man is more than what's in his bank. That's one that people really, really wanted. People are like already trying to order these, and I'm like, it's not made yet. I am the change I want to see. Men and women stand together, and I stand for equal gender treatment. So that's the, and then so Roma Army or Roma Greeks Army. I haven't decided which one yet. That's going to be on the label. So that's going to be on my label. Yeah. So I'm really excited. I have a lot of really cool ideas, I think, that I'm excited to.
Yeah, James was like, I was hoping for I stand with Chloe hoodie.
I stand with Chloe hoodie. Yeah, I mean, I can definitely do that. I think that's more of a like Roma Army. I'm not necessarily like comfortable, I think, putting like, I don't know. I just don't think that's very humble to like put your.
Right.
I don't know. That just doesn't make me comfortable. I don't want to do that. I would put like Roma Army because that means like all of us, but I don't, because I don't know. This isn't really about me. This is about everybody. You know what I mean?
This doesn't
really have anything to do with me. I'm just kind of the face that enlightens people. I guess I would do Roma Army, but I wouldn't do, I don't think I would do like Chloe.
Yeah. I mean,
just seems too like putting myself on a pedestal. You know what I mean? Like, I'm
hopefully you don't come across Chanty Banks.
Who's that?
She's one of these radical feminists up there in California, in Canada. She also goes by Big Red.
Okay.
In fact, hold on, let me see if I could pull up a video. But
I think I've heard of her.
Chanty, she actually
I started watching one of her videos.
She actually tried to come at me like years ago, and because I posted a video about Slut Walk. You know, it's like, because I made the argument that, like, look, if I was to walk outside with a fistful of money and I got punched in the face and robbed, the cops are not going to take me seriously because I was attracting attention by flashing cash. And that's the truth. The cops won't even take me serious. But,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, I'm not saying I should get my ass kicked, but it's like, you know, you can't expect the world to like be, we don't live in a utopia where everything is peaceful. You got nutcases that will think that this is you take any little thing like flashing cash or ass or whatever and think that that's a invitation. So you have to like,
yeah, I mean, I think it kind of comes down to like,
self-defense,
human. Well, I mean, human instinct. I mean, humans are kind of instinctually shitty people sometimes. So, you know, it's about impulse.
Mm-hmm.
So being, it's, you know, not to say that how a woman dresses should condone, because, you know, I have found in my experience that I have gotten just the same, if not more, creepy comments. Not now, not since. Like, I've had next to zero creeps since I've blown up, like sexually creepy. So hardly any. I think maybe two, maybe three, maybe.
You hear that guy? Step it up. No, I'm just kidding. Let me stop.
No.
Apocalypse, I swear to God. I always got
I've gotten no dick pics from an apocalypse.
Okay, good. Good, good.
You know, I say to people are always like, oh, you know, lots of women say that I'm lying. They're like, okay, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they say, you know, what I wear. I don't know how what I wear is inappropriate. I think I'm pretty appropriately dressed 90% of the time. But, you know, they say, you know, that can't be true. You know, men do that and blah, blah, blah. But it's genuinely, I believe that if you, like, you know, it's like what they say in the jail system. If you treat men like animals, you treat people like animals, they're going to become animals. If you tell men that they're, you know, just all greasy and this, and that's how they're going to act. But if you show them that, like, hey, I understand that you're not all pieces of shit and this, like, if you show them some respect, then they'll treat you with respect. That's human beings. Yeah. If you, like, classify someone and stigmatize someone and stick them in a box and be like, oh, you're always going to be this, and that's how they're going to behave.
Yeah, like, Donna, on Facebook, she commented, Spencer, your cry for help has been heard. So.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I sent Spencer. What? He was having a rough time. He was feeling a little.
Was
not
he?
So great. And so I sent everybody on my Snapchat over to his page to remind him that he's golden, and he's, well, because he's just a young boy, but he's quite depressed, I think.
Yeah.
Unhappy. So I just sent everybody over there to wish him a good day.
Oh. Whoops. Hi, who's this?
Louis, I'm going to make porn for preteens.
No, don't do that. The fuck is wrong with you? Don't do that.
Oh, that's, my God. That shit's illegal. I can't be associated with those. What are you doing
watching porn? You're 12. Here. Goodness. Watch Power Rangers and get off on Kimberly like I used to. Stop it.
Go build your fucking Bionicle set.
Look, I'm just trying to fuck girls my own age.
No, I am not co-signing this shit. No, no, I am not. No, no, don't do it. This is not good. I am not proud of you. I'm not proud. This is not a happy moment in my life. I did not want to hear this. Stop it. Stop it. You're 12. Stop it. Do not make me call the cops on you. Stop it.
Then what's the point of my dad buying me this new iPhone 11 Pro with the three cameras so I can make 3D itty bitty titty committee fucking junior high school titty porn?
Oh my God.
I'm gonna kick your ass.
Anyways, I gotta go. Kimberly's on Power Rangers. Love you, Chloe.
Fuck. I'm gonna kick his ass. I'm really gonna kick his ass.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna fuck him up. I'm gonna fuck up Spencer.
I'm
tired of fucking Spencer. I'm really tired of fucking Spencer right now. And why would he call like that was impressive? Like I was gonna be like, yeah, that's my boy.
Good job, man.
like, oh yeah, yeah, that's right, Spencer. You make that preteen porn. Like what?
Like what?
Where the fuck do I invest? Like what?
Where do I not sign up for that?
Yeah, no, like I really, really didn't need to. I don't need that, Spencer. I mean, I don't think there's a huge market. Well, unfortunately, there is a huge market for it, but not here.
Yeah, not here.
Not here. Yeah,
definitely Matt, not here.
James is like, what the fuck? Matt's like, yo, what the fuck? Yeah, no, that's Spencer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably going to call one more time.
Don't do it, Spencer.
Spencer. So if you guys want to call in, the number's 347-927-6824. Join in on the fun. If you guys got an issue, like I said, if you guys need any relationship advice or any other type of advice or from me, if you need any advice from me, some petty battle tactics, I'm your guy.
Well, how do F people in the ass like it's a national sport? Sorry, I can't say it because my dog is here.
Oh, you mean, no. The quote is, which I'm going to be, as soon as I get my merch up there somehow, it's, hold on, I wrote it down. I'll fuck you in the ass like it's a martial art.
Like it's a martial art.
Yes, a martial art.
Damn. Yeah, that's Auntie Megan.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Winston. Sorry, my daughter's looking at a cat. She's like, hey.
I understand. Sometimes you just got to look at a cat and ask if it's my my auntie or Uncle Winston.
I know. What an old man name, Winston. It's suitable for a cat, I believe.
Yes, I mean, you know, especially if it's one of those cats that look like it has a beard. Like that picture of the cat that
he
looks
does.
Like...
He does.
Oh, wow.
He does, too. That's funny. He does look like a very old man. He's an old man kitty.
Does he look like the guy from The Office? I mean, from Parks and Recreation? Nick Offerman? No. Does he look like Nick Offerman?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not quite.
Not quite.
Hosanna.
Where is everybody? Where is like?
I don't know. We had so many callers last time. Where are our callers?
Where are everybody?
People are getting shy on us.
Are you serious?
What day is it today?
It's Wednesday.
Oh, it's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday.
It's hump day.
It's Ash Wednesday. Is it Ash Wednesday? I think it is Ash Wednesday.
Hosanna.
Yeah, it's Ash Wednesday today. So I guess they're all at church getting all ash, getting the ashy crosses on their head as they prepare for Lent.
What's, what's? I don't even know what that is.
It's a Catholic thing. Ash Wednesday. It's when you know, the people go to the Catholic churches, they get the priests like bless them with like a smudge of ash on their forehead in the shape of a cross.
Oh, okay. That sounds very boring.
Well, you know, it's the thing to do. It's a fashion statement, really.
Oh, well, I guess so. People got them upside down crosses on their face and
mm-hmm.
Well, and all that jazz. So well, I guess down. It makes sense. I'm just kidding.
Not upside down. They're not.
Bunch of... Oh, don't cough on me.
Oh, no. And that's how Chloe caught the coronavirus.
Yeah, that's the end of me, guys. The Illuminati isn't killing me. It's my daughter and the corona. Get out of here. She's literally just holding my hand, coughing on me.
Of course. She's like, pay attention to me. What is this? What is this thing you call... A phone call. What does that have to do with
I know.
Me?
She's a lot. I love her so much. She's a lot. I just got this brand new LED bed. I'm so excited to set it up.
What's a what?
LED bed.
An LED bed?
Yeah, it lights up.
How does that help you sleep? Jeez.
Well, it's... Hosanna! I don't want your sickness. I don't want it. Get out of here.
I don't need it. I don't need your sickness, your disease. I don't want your sickness, your only desire. No.
This little punk.
Yep.
I'm not having any more kids. I think I'm going to get my tubes fed.
Oh. That's sad.
Oh my god. So I had made a post saying that Canadian geese would slap the shit out of
Yeah, watch your mouth.
And someone sends me a picture of a bald eagle literally standing on top of a Canadian goose.
Well, yeah. What do you think was? What do
you
think
is
going?
Though?
Yeah.
At least our bird isn't going extinct. So.
Our bird isn't. What are you talking about? There's a whole shit.
Yeah, it's the bald eagle. Yeah, they are. They're slowly depleting. They're not.
There's a shit ton of them. I just seen one.
No.
They're running around. They're all crazy and shit.
Canada's stupid, but I don't think we're that stupid. Just kidding. I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord.
I genuinely wouldn't.
Oh, here it is.
Oh man, my head's killing me today.
Oh, what'd you do?
It's a weather change. It's getting really nice up here.
Oh really? It's still kind of fucking freezing over here. I'm tired of this. Oh here, let me play this clip for about Chanty Binks. So that way.
All right.
If you would shut the fuck up.
Oh wait, that was short. That's. basically her.
Okay.
Okay, here it is. Chanty Binks, back in the news. The Red Pill movie, rebuttals. Chanty Binks, Chanty Binks remix. She really pissed off dudes. Because she's just so cantankerous for no reason.
There's a lot of them.
Number one, shut the f*** up for a second. Now, if you would shut the f*** up for the 50th billionth time, I'm reading Facebook anyway.
This is Chanty Binks. She's a Canadian feminist who gained infamy back in 2013 for a video of her shouting at men's rights activists or MRAs at the University of Toronto. Her menstrual red hair, glasses, angry demeanor, and derisive dialogue earned her the name Big Red. And as her rant went viral, Chanty quickly turned into a living meme and a caricature of modern-day feminism.
And they're just playing pictures. Bad.
But while most people only know her for that one video, I wanted to find out who exactly is Chanty Binks, what is her backstory, and what has she done after the incident at U of T. So, after doing an inordinate amount of research, I bring you the story of Chanty Binks. The earliest known online activity from Chanty Binks is from back in 2011 on her, this may shock you, Tumblr account called STFU Everything. Her about section reads, "Proud to be everything MRAs hate. Some people think I have an anger problem. I just have zero tolerance for BS." Most of her earliest postings were of typical progressive politics, often sharing videos from the Young Turks, which could be where she learned her debate tactics from.
Yeah, I'm f***ing better than you, okay? Much better than you. You are garbage.
Mommy, he got it wrong, Mommy. He got it wrong.
Oh, so you said that it was a white guy. What happened?
But one topic Chanty seemed to have a particular interest in was abortion. She even took part in a pro-choice rally in 2012 where she held up a paper character she made called Steve, the sacred sparkling sperm. Because if there's one thing that'll change a pro-lifer's mind, it's a giant paper sperm character. I made a vulva costume and a uterus costume. I also made a penis costume, but the guy hadn't put it on yet. I can't imagine why he looks so comfortable being there. With these creative messaging tactics, it may not come as a shock that Chanty wore a feminist f*** better shirt at the beach. The first notable video of Chanty Binks comes from a Toronto Pride Parade on July 1st, 2012. A pastor by the name of David Lynn was out preaching that day in opposition to the event, a decision which he surely knew would get a reaction. Boy, did he get one. Chanty was also attending the Pride Parade that day and wearing a tank top which read, "I don't f*** Republicans." But upon seeing David...
Wait, are there even any Republicans in Canada? Chloe.
I don't know.
I mean, is there Republican Party of Canada? I don't know this. All right, well...
I think so. Preaching. I mean, I don't...
You don't vote? Oh, okay.
Decided.
I do, but I don't. I don't.
All right. Don't worry about it. Anyways, so basically, she's just a radical femme that likes to, you know, get up in guys' faces and just demean them and stuff like that.
That's awful.
Yeah.
That's not like. People like her are not feminists. Like, they don't... There's this woman... There's this chick on TikTok. I don't know if she's a teenager or what she is, but... she...
Goth chick.
Like, she's just blowing up. Like, talking about... Like, just insulting men and putting them down. And she's like, "I'm a feminist." And this... Hosanna, stop. And I'm like, you're not a feminist. Like, we don't claim you. That's not feminism. Like, shit-talking and putting men down... At the expense of, like that's not, no. That's, I mean, not feminism.
And here's the thing, though. I mean, as someone that has been in, you know, adjacent to the MRA, men's rights movement, like, you know, we do have issues. We have our own issues. We have our own problems. And I mean, it's like the pendulum is swinging so far to the other way, and it's not so much equality anymore. It's more revenge for some perceived slight.
Yeah.
I wasn't alive when women weren't allowed to vote. How am I paying for that? I wasn't the one.
Yes.
I wasn't the guy that got you drunk and did stuff to you. That wasn't me. I don't endorse it.
Well, you know what, really? That society doesn't give very good help for, like, mental health, though, either. So, you know, you have women that have had these traumatic experiences happen, and men, too. And then, you know, there's really no fucking help for them. And so they get all angry and put that shit to, like, really toxic ways. So it's wrong, but I understand, you know, like, human beings, it all comes from a place of hurt, you know?
Well, it's much, much less for men. I mean, there's this, there's a public pool in my old neighborhood where there's just a women's only swim. And a lot of city ran health like centers, you know, where they have a pool and stuff. They have women's only times. But the thing is, there's no men's only times. I mean, that it's and to even suggest that that's wrong, you get called sexist.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, but if we're, I mean, speaking as far as today, you know, February 26, 2020, I believe today is when men and women have been the most equal.
Yeah.
Okay. We might disagree on abortion.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I have certain issues when it comes to abortion. But the thing is, I understand my own responsibility, because I will protect myself to prevent a pregnancy. But, you know, I also know that whenever they try to make the male birth control pill, that gets smacked down quickly.
Why?
I don't know.
It makes a whole of a lot of sense to just unload the gun and shoot at a bulletproof vest, does it not?
Yes.
So,
I mean, in fact, there's this product, I believe, of India that has been in development for years. It's called Vasogel, where you inject, you know, you get an injection of some form of epoxy that goes into the vein where the sperm goes, and it stops it there. And it's supposed to be a lot safer than a vasectomy, and it's reversible, and it's easily reversible. That gets blocked. Anything that has,
why?
Well, because you don't want men, because I mean, I guess they figure if you give men a choice to control the birth, it I guess, you know, less money getting taken out of a man's pocket, and you don't want men keeping their money. But what's also happening is, I believe, what's causing the birth rate to drop is that men are just really choosing not to have kids. Like, I mean, you know, and honestly, this is not so common anymore. But when I went to see about getting a vasectomy, the doctors that I went to, which I could get one easier now, because I guess since so many guys are asking for it, doctors are like, look, might as well let me be the one to do it, then him go somewhere else and the other doctor get the money. But it was a time where it's like, oh, you don't have kids and you're not married? No, I'm not going to do a vasectomy. You need to get a note from your wife. You need to at least have three kids. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I don't, I'm 36. Yeah. I don't have kids, and I don't think I'm ever going to have kids. Like, the older I get, like, I don't want to be in my 70s with my kid just graduating from high school.
No.
Like, that's not.
No. I know. I had a kid young, and I'm happy for that.
Like, you know, and honestly, there's that
other... Her and I are going to be getting senior discounts together.
Nice. Like, yeah. That's my biggest fear. Like, and I've seen it with all the older guys at my job that are basically, you know, they're like close to retiring, but they can't retire because they still got to pay off this child support. And, you know, they're just, their ex-wives or girlfriends are so bitter. They just keep taking them to court every time they get a raise, like immediately take them to court. And, yeah. You know, or they do that, yeah. Or they do that thing where, oh, you can't, oh, oh, wow. Wait, a real call? Oh, oh, shit, call back.
Fuck.
All right, call back. Oh, wait.
Hung up on him?
No, it just redirected to my phone. In fact, hold on. Let me see if I can call back. Let me just shut off my fucking phone. Sorry, call back 850. I wasn't fucking ready.
Gotcha, third, hey.
Whoever.
Hosanna, do you want something to eat, my stinker bum? Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Such nice manners.
Yes. After she was coughing on
you. Did you hear that?
What did she say?
She said, no, thank you. I'm good.
Oh. Well, okay, I'll get to you. Okay, where is it? Okay. Boom. 850, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, who's this?
This is James again.
James?
What's up?
Uhuru.
What's up, James?
Hi, Chloe.
So, is it the Rick James we were talking to last time?
What's that?
Is this the Rick
James? Were you the one we were talking to last time that I was calling Rick James?
Rick James.
Yes.
What did the five finger say to the face?
So I wanted to ask, because it was part of the conversation, mm-hmm. the whole deal with abortions and men getting vasectomies. What is your guys' opinion on the whole women getting tubes tied and there being stipulations on that, but a man can have a vasectomy at any age with no holds against him?
I mean,
because I know here, you know, my ex-wife, she had to be of a certain age and had to have so many children before they would allow her to get her tubes tied or anything. But me, all I got to do is walk into any clinic and say I want it done.
What was that, Chloe?
They're legally not allowed to deny you to get your tubes tied. A lot of them will tell you that. However, there's a certain legislation. I forget what it is at this moment. But they can only, their only job is to make sure that you are mentally stable enough to understand the decision that you're making and that you are fully aware that the decision you are making may not be reversible. They can't do that. However, yeah, it definitely makes me cringe. However, I was pretty sure that they had stipulations on guys too. I'm pretty sure guys can't just walk in and be like my balls, can't they?
Yeah, no, like
I've never heard of any stipulations against that because it's such they claim it's because it's such a quick and simple procedure.
Let's look it up. Let me look it up on my phone.
Yeah, right now. I mean, look, it's happened to me when I went to the doctor. They're like, "Oh, no doctor will do that because you need to at least have 3 kids and a note from your wife."
I've never heard of that.
And at the time, I was.
And I've been to multiple clinics asking such questions like mm-hmm. that, and it was always the same effect or no answer at all because they couldn't tell me anything.
Vasectomy.com or I don't know if that's medical eligibility criteria for vasectomy. Family planning. Caution means the procedure must be performed. Oh, I don't think that's it. Do you have any other conditions? Yeah, so it's basically just health effects. Yeah, no, he's right. So there it says, legally speaking, anyone over the age of 18 is eligible for the procedure, and there is no medical referral required in order to consult with a vasectomist. Vasectomy is a method of contraception for people who have decided they don't want to have children, blah, blah, blah.
And I found,
now let's see.
I found this on Reddit, this story here. This follow-up post is regarding being denied a vasectomy at 23. I had my procedure Friday morning, and everything went way better than I had anticipated. I showed up on time and signed the consent form. Okay. And was led to the back office and met the doctor. Right away, he greeted me with a gentle smile and he closed the office door. He asked if I had any questions. I told him I had none. We got straight to the procedure without any hesitation. Okay. Well, I mean, I've been okay. All right, no.
This is telling me that it's both the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, both is the same thing. Doctors can exercise the bias. Again, that bias is a societal problem that is not doctors specifically. You can't just be like, oh, because lots of doctors, they know that. But there's definitely a, I think that both genders struggle with, what do you want? Okay.
Yep.
Struggle with that.
Well, honestly, I always felt like the whole process between both the way they handle men and the way they handle women is just very sexist, because if you look at it in all these different areas and different states and countries, there are always way more abortion clinics than there are for clinics that do in and out procedures like vasectomies.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I've always wondered, do you guys think that might have anything to do with, like, government funding and everything? They tell us that, you know, oh, men can go and do it, it's a lot cheaper and quicker, but women, oh, that's a cash cow. So we'll have more abortion clinics, and we'll just tell them that, oh, they have to have more kids, and they have to have these stipulations before we do this procedure.
I don't know, because, again, personally, I've had trouble finding a doctor in New York City that was willing to give me a vasectomy at 23. I'm pretty sure that has changed now. I haven't asked because, you know, I'm like, why am I going to bother doing it if I'm not in a relationship? But, you know, it's really, you know, I don't know about when it comes to women, especially in America. I know of one woman that's had it done, but she has like, three, four kids. So, you know, I don't know if there are any women out there that just want to be child free, but I'm pretty sure they get discouraged.
I think people read into the problem too much. I think people make the whole vasectomy, you know, tubes tied thing, I think they make it more sex than it really is. Mm-hmm. My opinion. I think it comes.
I always felt it was more about, you know, like I said, government fundings and all about following that money trail.
And then I don't think it has anything to do with that at all. I think it has to do. I think it has to do with that.
Right. Right.
I just think that they want to execute.
That
changes. That's a huge life decision that changes.
All right.
Kids.
Right. That makes sense. I guess it's one of those things that we'll never really know unless they lay it out in big red marker.
Right.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. I'll get out of here and open up for more callers.
All righty.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Later. That was James. So Chloe, what are your thoughts on abortion? Chloe? Uh-oh. What happened to Chloe Monster? Oh, okay, it dropped. All right, let me call Chloe again. It's ringing. All right, Chloe.
Hey, I lost you. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
That's all right. I was asking. So, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on abortion? I mean, actually, bigger question. What are your thoughts on, like, let's say a man's like, hey, I don't want to have a kid, yet a pregnancy happens. You think he has the right to walk away?
Yeah, I have a pretty strong opinion on that that mm-hmm. a lot of people actually disagree with, and mm-hmm. so I'm very careful about how I convey that message. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it basically comes down to this. I can't help but think about, you know, when we're kids and we do something, you know, our friends, we ask them, you know, you want to do this, blah, blah, and they don't want to. And we do something anyways, and they get upset. And they say, oh, well, Jimmy told you he didn't want to do that, so it's your fault. You know what I mean? So how come that, like, same accountability doesn't carry on to an adult? But my problem is that you see a lot of young men that are running away from their kids, that aren't taking care of them, that aren't, you know, this and this. I think the problem, and that I see with lots of guys who have walked away from their kids and who have talked to me about it, the majority of what I've heard has come down to the fact that they were young, they weren't ready, they expressed heavily that they weren't ready. And I mean, I became a mom at 19 years old. I became pregnant at 19. I've been a single mom since 3 weeks after she was born. Like, I took accountability and responsibility for my kid when I left her dad. Mm-hmm. I think that men, a lot of them, the majority of them, I think, run away because they're scared. And I think that if a man says, I'm not ready for this, I'm scared, this isn't something I want, I think, yeah, absolutely, he should have 100%. I don't think anybody should have the right to just, I know that feeling because, and I don't regret my kid whatsoever. I love her and she is like the best thing that has ever happened to me, probably the best thing I'll ever do with my life. But her dad, for those that know my story, her dad was a quite abusive, scary man. Mm-hmm. And when I found out I was pregnant, we didn't even talk about it. I remember he hugged me and I said, what are we going to do? Because I didn't know. And I remember he looked at me and he said, if you kill my child, you're dead to me, which meant if I had an abortion, he was going to kill me, which I would wholeheartedly believe that he would have, because mm-hmm. he already tried. So, you know, I didn't feel like I had a choice. And people kind of laughed at me. They're like, oh, you're a woman, you always had it. No, like I genuinely didn't. I feared for my life. I felt like it was either that or die. And now it's the best decision I've ever made. And I feel like, you know, she was given to me for a reason. Right. But I understand what it's like. I didn't know that I wanted to keep her until she was 16 weeks. So I was 16 weeks pregnant. And I saw her as like an actual baby as the ultrasound. Mm. And I just fell in love with her. But I debated, you know, running away, putting her up for adoption. And it wasn't that I didn't love my kid. Like, I loved her the moment I knew I was pregnant. But I was young, I wasn't ready, and I was scared. So, like, it happened to be okay. Her and I, we clicked, we figured it out, and we've been, like, a miracle together. However, I didn't initially have that option, and so I understand that that's quite a scary thing. And so, no shit, you have a bunch of guys that run away, because, you know, whether people want to admit it or not, I think after the kid is born, that's a different story. That kid, you know, you develop your life around that child. But I think there's a good chunk of women that have kids to trap men. And that's a fact. Yeah. They do.
What do you think of that? I mean, because you hear stories about how an older teacher or stuff sleeps with like a young boy and gets pregnant. And now that boy is stuck having to pay child support to his rapist.
Yep.
I mean, what do you think of that?
That's disgusting.
And I
think that's disgusting. I think men deserve the right to have that exact same choice. I don't blame a lot of the guys that have ran off and gotten scared, because it is scary. And it is really easy for people to sit back, or for mothers, single mothers, to sit back and say, you know, that piece of shit. And, you know, this, and this. But, you know, if society forgets, and I'm not excusing it. I'm not saying that it's okay. I'm not saying that by any means. But I'm saying that society doesn't understand the difference between justice and mercy. Mm-hmm. There is circumstantial differences. And an instance like that, a young boy should not be forced to pay for, you know, a child that was conceived through rape. And actually, there are a lot of guys who their kids were conceived that way. And it makes me really, really sad. But I've heard just lots and lots of stories through talking with men. And so I think that, you know, we tell men, oh, you know, it takes two to make a baby and blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, it takes two. So why doesn't it take two to make that decision? How come, you know, a man can't say, you know, can't go to court and say, you know, she's pregnant. I protected myself. This isn't something that I want to do. This isn't something that I feel like I'm ready for. And I feel like he should be allowed to be exempt of that, until he feels like it's ready. And that's so controversial. And I get that, because women are like, oh, you know, and women attack me and they say, you know, how can you say that? Because, you know, your baby daddy doesn't pay child support. I don't want him to pay child support. I will never accept a penny from him. I don't want it. Like, I tell people, I accepted responsibility for my daughter the day I left him. And, you know, people, even my own mother, she's like, that's his responsibility as her father and this, this, and this. And yeah, in hindsight, you know, he was the one that pretty much forced me into having a kid. He promised me that I, you know, he'd stick by my side. Did any of that happen? No. However, again, it took two to make that decision. I also chose to carry through with that pregnancy. You know, I could have, if I was really that scared, I could have done other things to protect myself. You know, I was young, I was vulnerable. However, it took two to make that decision as well. And so, you know, I chose to leave him, and that was for safety of my kid. And so if he's not safe to be around her, then why should he be paying for her? It doesn't make any sense. These mothers, unless it's like, you know, each circumstance is different. There are some mothers that feel entitled to that, and they should. And I am also entitled to child support. I'm also entitled to, you know, especially after what he did to me, you know, almost killing me after I left him. And absolutely, I'm entitled to that. However, I believe, again, like I just said, if he's not safe enough to be around her, then why should he be paying for her? He's not around her. It doesn't have anything really to do with him. To me, it's more of, you know, I know him as well, and that's a control thing for him. So if he's paying for her, then he should have rights to her. I feel like fathers that pay for their kids should have rights to them, one way or another, unless they are to the point where they're extremely toxic, extremely abusive, not even manageable around, you know, a supervisor, you know, like from social services. You know, kids shouldn't go through that. However, it is psychologically proven that kids come out with less damage going through bullshit with their family than they do separated. It's actually more healthy for them to go through that trauma with their family than without it. And so I'm not saying that kids should stay in abusive households and this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is if you have two parents that don't work, if there's some pretty extreme reasons that they don't work, you know, some people say, well, I don't want my kid to grow up around, you know, having to visit their dad through a social worker. Yeah, well, you know what? It isn't really about you that kid still needs their dad, and they still need that perception of their dad. Right. And so I cringe a lot when I hear moms be like, nope, he's not allowed to see her, but I still collect that child support. What are they doing with that child support? They're not sticking every penny of that away for their kid. No, they're out buying weed and getting Louis Vuitton bags.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's not child support, it's hoe support.
It's a cash grab. Kids have turned into a cash grab. They really have. It's about money. There are women that have kids for money. There are couples that have kids for money. There are couples that have kids to sell kids off to, you know, like it's really gross, and kids are held as this, even in social services, in the social services system, social services is incredibly punitive. Mm-hmm. And they hold children up to both fathers and mothers as these prizes. Like, you need to earn your kid. And no, like, I have a right to that child. I birthed that child. If I'm not abusing that child, like, you know, and that's what I really, before I got famous, mm-hmm. my goal in my career was to, I'm trained through school, through my post-secondary that I'm going through, is to break down stigma. And I'm trained to look at people, look at different situations differently and non-punitively. And I really wanted to help break down the stigma of addictions and parenting. And, you know, there's this huge conception that if you have an addiction, you're struggling, you know, you're automatically a bad parent, and you're quite, like, people are quite punitive. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a really good example of that. I live in Calgary, Alberta, in Canada, for those who don't know where that is. when I was getting the EPO, the emergency protection order, against Hosanna's dad, I was sitting in court and I was listening to this this case that had come up. And it was a young, they weren't quite young. They were like maybe 30s, 40s. It was a couple. They were a Muslim couple. And they had a young baby girl who had, ever since she was born, had nothing but health problems. This baby had never been home. She was like a year and a half years old, never been home. So the dad worked as a cab driver. I think he had two jobs. He worked two jobs. One was a cab driver, like just trying to support the family because the mom wasn't working. She was staying with the baby at the hospital all the time. And so one night, you know, this man wasn't a drinker. He wasn't an alcoholic, barely drank. But one night he was drinking. He went to the hospital to visit his daughter, and the mother and him got into an argument. There was no domestic violence. There was no screaming. There was no name calling. There was no hitting, shoving. They were just simply disagreeing. Because this man had a hint of liquor on his breath, they called social services. Oh, it just makes me want to cry. Like, I have goosebumps thinking about it. It actually broke my heart. I actually sat there and cried for that family. Social services apprehended the child, who wasn't even functional. Like, it was absolutely heartbreaking. Forced this man to go to these anger management and addiction courses, in which he couldn't afford to do because he was already working two jobs to keep a house over his wife and his head. Like, that's why I say the difference between justice and mercy is society doesn't understand that. That man did not need to be punished. He needed support. They should have stepped in and said, okay, you know, we're going to make sure that you have, like, food hampers that sent to your house. And, you know, we're going to, you know, maybe have somebody sit and, you know, help you and, you know, help you grieve and cope through what's going on with your daughter. And, you know, get them some fucking assistance so that maybe they could spend some time together as a family. But instead, they were punitive towards them, racially profiling, apprehended their fucking baby. And, like, really? Like, you really think that's what that couple needed? That's what they needed? Like, that's my problem with the certain systems and social services here. And so my goal was to really work towards changing that. And I'm going to integrate that somehow because that's important to me. Because you can't keep punishing. You know, we're trained through school to understand that addictions come with is trauma. Nobody has an addiction that isn't a trauma-based, even something as simple as soda. There is a man that had a, like, unhealthy obsession with root beer his whole life, and he could never figure out why. And he found out that his dad was quite abusive towards his mother, and he didn't really remember all this because he was young. And his dad always drank root beer. And so without this kid even knowing, he grew into, like, a full-blown adult with, like, this unhealthy obsession with root beer. And it was linked to this childhood trauma that he didn't even recognize. So, like, trauma and addictions go hand in hand, but society chooses to punish people for their addictions and their trauma instead of helping them. Mm-hmm. And children are the biggest weapon that is used. Mothers use it against fathers. Fathers use it against mothers. Society uses it against mothers. You know, I had someone straight up tell me to my face, that I could not be a good mother and that my child should be apprehended from me because I have borderline personality disorder. So because I have emotional dysregulation and complex PTSD, I am not suited to be a mother. Like, are you kidding me? My kid is 2 years old. She is, like, developmentally 5 years old. Like, she's a freaking genius and so loving and so kind. Like, kids are a reflection of yourself. So when you see how happy and loving a kid is, that means that they're loved and in a happy home. But people don't look at that. It's the stigma, right? They just see what's right in front of them, which is, oh, mental health. You know, there's this conception that people don't want to be good, but I believe that 90% of the people in this world actually want to be good. And they have the intent to be good, and especially with parents. I think 99.9% of parents don't intentionally hurt their kids, even moms. Hosanna, cut it out. Sorry. Yeah. Moms don't, you know, there are some mothers that are sociopathic that completely lack in love and instinct for their children. But, you know, 99.9% of parents don't mean to harm their children. They don't mean to, you know, fuck them up in this and this. There's lots of things that play around, and lots of it is, like, systemic issues, like stigma. You know, you see parents that are dealing with addictions, and kids are ripped away from them. And what happens? They fall into addiction even harder, and 90% of them end up dying and overdosing. Hosanna, I'm still on the phone. You little stinker bum. No, I'm not going to come in your fort. Oh,
okay. If anybody wants to call in, again, the number is 347-927-6824. Again, that number again is 347-927-6824. Anyways, wow.
I guess, that's my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, that happens a lot, you know, in society. Yes, hello, who's this?
Hey, Louie, it's me, Spencer. I just beat Dr. Eggman in Sonic.
Oh, you mean Dr. Robotnik?
No, it's Dr. Eggman, you old fuck.
Oh, you're playing fucking Bit Boy games now, huh, motherfucker? Say that shit to my face. Share that shit to my face, Spencer. I dare you. I will fucking kick your ass.
Whatever, Nibba. I have the power of God and anime on my side.
Nibba? Who the fuck is you calling a Nibba? I've been getting fucking disrespectful and out of line, Spencer. Chloe, get your son. Get your son, Chloe. I am tired of his shit. I'm gonna fuck him up, Chloe. I'm gonna send him to his room without his left eye.
Don't get Mom into this. It's between me and you, old man. I got my machete with me right now. I'm about to chop off your dick.
Oh, you think you grown? You wanna fight? Okay, prepare for battle. Through years of training, through my many experienced battles, you will not survive the attempt. I will have to teach you a lesson. Prepare for an ass kicking.
Oh wait, I gotta call you back. My cousin is fucking with my PS4 and I'm gonna go fuck him up now too. Bye, I love you, Chloe.
I'ma fuck him up for real. I'ma kick his ass. I'm so tired of Spencer's shit. He wants to fight. He brought the halo.
He's speaking in big man words.
He put on his big boy pants for that one. First of all, it is Dr. Robotnik. I don't want to hear this Dr. Eggman shit. That shit pissed me off. That's fighting words.
That alone is enough to get clapped.
Yep. Clap those cheeks. Oh goodness, and you could tell I got pissed off because the Halo music started playing.
Yeah,
that was war. You gotta get your son, Chloe.
I know.
He's
fucking grounded. He's grounded.
James wants to get his ass kicked now. He's like, it's fucking Robotnik. Oh, wait, no. No, wait, that's right. No. Okay, yeah, it is Robotnik. Boy. It's not Eggman. It's fucking Robotnik.
All right, man. Listen, I think I'm going to...
Yeah,
I'm going to put my little one to bed.
Put him to bed. I got to go to bed, too. So, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. And Chloe, you can follow Chloe at Roma Army or at Roma_... goddess? Huh?
No. Okay. My TikTok is Roma Army. My Facebook is Chloe Sunderland or Chloe Sunderland page. I would add the page.
Mm-hmm.
That I almost got 13,000 people on that. That's fucking nuts.
Damn.
Anyway, right?
Yep.
Instagram is Roma_Greeks with an S, Greeks, plural. _Army. And then my Twitter is the exact same thing, I think. Just Google me. You can Google me now.
Oh.
It's pretty dope.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My name is spelled exactly how it sounds, Sunderland. You know, I didn't even want people to know that my last name is Sunderland, but my stalker decided to just start spewing it out to everybody. So I was like,
matter.
I'm just going to own it.
Yeah. I mean, BEE is not my real last name. You know, even though everyone knows it, but it's like, it's my superhero name. This is the name
I
use.
But I mean, I'm just starting to get famous, like technically, it doesn't seem like it because of how much I've got, which is fucking astounding. But technically, I'm only like 2 months into this, so I could technically switch my last name right now, and maybe like a couple 100,000 people would know. That's it. But when I get to the millions,
yeah,
they won't know.
Yeah, yeah. Donna in the chat room goes, thought you were stalking her, man. Don't even know her profiles and contacts. LOL. Worst stalker ever. Yeah, I suck as a stalker.
Yeah, he's not a great stalker.
I'm not. All I do is, you know, I get fucking phone calls.
The man in this super nice car on his iPad, he was a good stalker. He shut down everything in my house. I was fucked up.
With his iPad?
Yeah, man. Yeah. I've never seen a hack like that in my entire fucking life.
Damn.
My entire life. It freaked me out so bad, I went and got a whole new phone.
Wait, so that means your Wi-Fi was, like, compromised like a motherfucker.
Yeah. I logged in and checked it. And, yeah, I had some weird naming device connected to it. Oh. So I switched everything, and now I can't even log in to check it at all.
Well, that means you gotta update the, you gotta make a, like, a really strong password. I mean, was it open, or was it password protected?
It's password protected, man. My Wi-Fi's called, like, CSI surveillance man or something.
Oh, well, shit. All right.
Like something super sketchy. So
if anybody, before I go, does anybody want me to play the last Spencer call again? Because honestly, that was my favorite one.
Bionicles. Go build your bionicles, buddy.
Go build your fucking bionicles. Bionicles. Freaking, I remember Capsella. Remember Capsella? Capsella was the shit.
I'm too young for that.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Jesus. Time to brush up on them dick punch and twat chops. Yes, says James.
There are people that are like straight up saying that I am full of shit that I'm 22. There's people that straight up don't even believe that I'm 22. Why would I lie about my age? Why would I pretend to be young? Well, I guess a lot of people pretend to be younger, but it's not like I'm like 40 trying to be 20. I'm clearly not 40.
Jesus, thanks, Chloe. God damn, Chloe, thank you. Just thank you. Back in my day, she's throwing fucking shade at me. For I got this 12-year-old kid talking his big boy words at me. Now I got Chloe trying to like fucking put me in the ground. Like what the fuck? At least I'm not 40. Jesus, I'm 36. You got me. I'm like 4 years away.
40 is not even old. 50 is not even old, to be honest.
No. Don't blow smoke on my ass.
Well, it is. Old 60. It's not. Have you seen the 50-year-olds running around nowadays? They're fucking hype as shit.
Yeah. James is like, Chloe makes me feel old as fuck. Yep, I know. I know how that feels.
So,
anyways, Chloe, catch you later. Because, you know, we should do this again. Hopefully we get more callers. But before I go, I'm gonna replay the last Spencer call. So, okay. Yeah. Yes, hello, who's this?
Hey, Louis, it's me, Spencer. I just beat Dr. Eggman in Sonic.
Oh, you mean Dr. Robotnik?
No, it's Dr. Eggman, you old fuck.
Oh, you're playing fucking BitBoy games now, huh, motherfucker? Say that shit to my face. Say that shit to my face, Spencer. I dare you. I will fucking kick your ass.
Whatever, Nibba. I have the power of God and anime on my side.
Nibba? Who the fuck is you calling a Nibba? I've been getting fucking disrespectful and out of line, Spencer. Chloe, get your son. Get your son, Chloe. I am tired of his shit. I'm gonna fuck him up, Chloe. I'm gonna send him to his room without his left eye.
Don't get mom into this. It's between me and you, old man. I got my machete with me right now. I'm about to chop off your dick.
Oh, you think you're grown? You want to fight? Okay, prepare for battle. Through years of training, through my many experienced battles, you will not survive the attempt. I will have to teach you a lesson. Prepare for an ass kicking.
Oh, wait, I gotta call you back. My cousin is fucking with my PS4, and I'm gonna go fuck him up now, too. Bye, I love you, Chloe.
Motherfucker. I really hate Spencer.
That's literally pussy.
What? For real?
That's so funny.
Don't choke. Don't choke.
I'm choking.
All right.
No dip. Well, I'm currently requesting verification.
For what? Dick?
No. What? TikTok.
Oh. Yeah. Should I put those calls on TikTok for, and tag Spencer?
Yeah.
He's going to be like, that's not me. I don't want to inspire him because then he'll really start going off like, oh, Louis, I'm going to fuck you up. And then I'm going to have to really kick his ass. Oh, all right. Anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the show. And as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.